Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody. God bless you on tonight. God bless each and every one of you. And we say on tonight, welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome to the Prayer News Network Global. Amen. Welcome, welcome, welcome. We are so grateful that you have decided to join us on tonight. Amen. We thank God for you. Thank you for your coming. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for your dedication, your commitment, amen, to this outreach ministry. Amen. We just want to welcome you from far and near. We want to welcome, amen, you from every country, every nation, wherever you're calling from, wherever you're representing. We just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you, and welcome. Welcome to the Prayer News Network Global. Amen. We're so grateful that you've decided to come with us. Amen. So many of our listeners, amen, as we often say, are crossing time zones. But we thank God for you. Thank you for taking out the time. Amen. Some of you perhaps are in the wee hours of the morning. Amen. But we thank God for you for taking time out to come, whether you're listening live or whether you're listening later. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. We thank God for his spirit. Amen. That is not limited by time. Amen. For whatever he wants to say, whatever he's saying to you, however he's moving by his spirit, people of God, amen, you won't miss it. Amen. So we give God thanks. We give God praise. We bless again. We honor him. Thank God for you. Thank you for those of you that are dialing into the broadcast. God bless you. As you're dialing in, we just want to ask you to go ahead and invite someone else over to come. Amen. Invite someone else to come and listen in with you. Invite them to come. Amen. Go down that, amen, text message. Amen. You know those group texts? Amen. Just take one of those group texts and invite them to come. Say, come and join me on the PNN. Amen. And the number that you're going to plug in is 339-209-6891. And again, that's 339-209-6891. Amen. Go ahead and invite someone to come. Amen. To join you on tonight. Amen. Invite them, invite them, invite them. Glory be to God. Amen. For it's the word of God. Amen. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Amen. And we thank God, amen, for his messengers. Amen. For him breathing upon his messengers that he's sending to this line. Amen. Breathing upon them the breath of life that they can come and they can, amen, share. Amen. Give to us what God has given to them. Amen. For we're all his vessels. Amen. And we're thanking God on tonight. Thanking God for, again, each and every one of you. We do bless the Lord. Amen, for your time, for your attention. Amen. We bless the Lord, people of God. We bless the Lord. Amen. Truly, the Lord has been good to us, and we're so grateful for all that he's done and all that he's doing. Amen. Again, go ahead and invite a couple of people to come in. Invite, invite, invite. Amen. Them to come into the line on tonight. Amen. We thank God for our listeners via radio. Amen. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So many people, amen, out there listening, catching us over the airwaves. And we thank God for you. Thank you. Thank you for joining us. Amen. Those that are listening via podcast, thank God for you. We bless God for you for listening via podcast. For those of you that are picking us up on Facebook, we thank God for you. Amen. Glory be to God. I tell you, we just thank God for the avenues that the Lord has given us, glory to God, to get this word out, amen, out to the nations, amen, glory to God, because he has people everywhere, amen, and we already know it's not the will of God that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance, amen, glory be to God, but some won't come, and we know that hell is continuing to enlarge itself. Glory to God, but we just trust and believe that just as sure as the Lord is sending this word over the airways, that there's somebody, amen, that there's some anybody, amen, who's listening, whose heart is tender, whose heart is ready, amen, to surrender to the Lord. Amen. So here we are doing our part, people of God. And again, we thank God for each of you for coming out to continue to support us in your prayers. Amen. Support us in your coming. We bless the Lord for you. Amen. Glory to God, because you keep us going. Amen. You keep coming. Amen. You keep us going. Amen. The Lord keeps pulling. Amen. And we're going, amen, with open arms, yielded unto the Lord, that the will of the Lord might be done. Amen. That's what it's all about, people of God, that the will of the Lord might be done, that souls might be saved. Amen. Jesus delivered and set free. Glory be to God, that people would be healed. Glory to God, just by the word. Amen. By the word of God. So we bless the Lord on tonight. We thank God again for each and every one of you. Again, go ahead and send out that text message to a couple of people. Let them know that we're here. Amen. Invite them to come and be with us. Amen. Glory be to God. Bless God for you, each and every one. We, again, give God thanks on tonight. Amen. For, amen, he is the head of this line. Truly, he is the author. Amen. He's the finisher of it. Amen. And whenever and however he say, amen, for it to go, people of God, amen, he's the author, he's the finisher. Amen. And here we are, amen, just walking it out. Amen, according to his divine will. Amen. So we bless the Lord for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. We're blessing the Lord on tonight. Amen. I want to thank God for my leaders. Amen. Jesus, our celestial intercessor. Amen. The late apostle, Dr. S.C. James. Thanking the Lord for him. Thanking the Lord for our senior apostle on tonight. Amen. Dr. Samuel Huggins James. Thanking the Lord tonight for Bishop K.A. Tina. Amen. Thanking God for my pastor tonight, Apostle D.G. Taylor Sr. Amen. And as well, giving God thanks, giving God praise for our PNN advisors. Amen. Each and every one of them are always holding their space and their place to help this work move forward. Amen. So we thank God tonight, amen, people of God, because as we always say, amen, it's not a one-man show. Amen. It takes all of us, all hands on deck, amen, being in the right place at the right time, amen, that the work of ministry can continue to go forth, amen. And here we are, amen, Jesus, carrying out, amen, the divine will of God, amen. Now, over, amen, 600 days, amen, and I tell you, the Lord has been with us every step of the way. So we bless the Lord, and we give God thanks. We give God praise for our advisors, amen, each and every one. Thanking the Lord on tonight for our prayer warriors, amen, that the Lord is using and raising up and, amen, doing a work in their lives, amen, bringing them into the confidence, amen, of God in them, bringing them to the confidence of Christ in you, the hope of glory, amen. Glory to God. Listen, we're all works in progress. Amen. Glory to God. None of us here can say that we've made. We've not made it. Oh, no, 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 no. No, no. The Lord is still chiseling. Amen. He's still chiseling. Amen. He's still crushing. Amen. Glory to God. That we might be conformed. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Conformed to his image. Amen. That we will be just like him. Amen. As he is, so are we. Amen. So we're all works in progress. Amen. And we just thank God for it. Amen. Truly, it has been a journey, people of God, but it has been a journey worth taking. Amen. Truly, the Lord is truly, my God, he's done us well. Amen. And so we thank him tonight. Thanking him again for all of our prayer warriors. Amen. Each and every one of them. Amen. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful women of God. Amen. Just blessing the Lord, amen, and glory to God. I tell you, these words just cannot express, amen. But we thank him tonight, amen. We thank him for all that he set up here on this line. Glory to God, amen. He's truly, people of God, if I can tell you, he's truly in control. He is truly in control, amen. Step of the way, he's truly in control, amen. So we give him thanks. We give him praise as you're coming in, people of God. Don't forget to go ahead and invite someone to come and be with you. Invite, invite, invite. Amen. If you have a social media page, go ahead and drop a note out there to the people. Amen, Jesus. Sometimes you have to, listen, you got to break into their agenda. Amen. They may not be thinking about the PNN, amen, but if you just drop a note out there, amen, Jesus, for the world to see, amen, some will come, amen, over 14, 15 listeners, amen, glory to God. So we don't know who is listening, amen, but to whom it is, amen, glory be to God, to whom will hear the voice, to whom will hear the call, they shall come, amen. Come and be blessed. Amen, because people of God, it's the Lord's doing, and it's marvelous in our eyes. Amen. God bless you on tonight, people of God. God bless each and every one of you. Amen. Again, our listeners, amen. God bless you. God bless you. Thank you, as always, for coming to be a part of the Prayer News Network Global. Amen. Glory to God. We thank God for awesome, awesome speakers that he has, amen, that he sent to this platform. Glory be to God from all over the world. Amen. Even Africa. Amen. But we give God thanks. We give God praise. Amen. For all of these dynamic speakers. Amen. And tonight we will be rebroadcasting. Amen. And we're grateful to be able to do so. Amen. Glory to God. It was, listen, it was God's plan. Amen. It was in his plan. Amen. And we thank the Lord for it on tonight. Amen. But before the word on tonight, amen, as we always do, people of God, amen, we're getting ready to sanctify the line. Listen, we want you to pull your heart in, pull your mind in, pull your spirit in, find that quiet space. Amen. Get your pen, get your pencil. We always encourage you. Get your pen, get your pencil, jot down the scriptures, jot down the note. Amen. Jot down whatever you hear. Just jot it down. Amen. Jot it down. Amen. Because you don't want to forget it. Amen. We don't want to be a forgetful here. Amen. But we want to be able to get this word, retain it, hide it in our hearts that we might not sin against the Lord. So at this time, people of God, we're going to, amen, call forth one of our prayer warriors to come and sanctify the line. Because Psalm 66 and 18 declares, amen, if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. Amen. If we regard iniquity in our heart, unforgiveness, amen, malice, amen, jealousy, glory to God, those things, amen, that are not like God, if we hold those things in our heart, the scripture declares, amen, the Lord won't hear us. And we want the Lord to hear us, amen. And we want the word to fall on good ground, amen. Glory be to God. So we're going to call on tonight, amen, Jesus, one of our prayer warriors, amen, glory to God, missionary daughter Ann, amen, if she would come on tonight to sanctify the line for us on tonight, glory be to God, missionary fan, God bless you on tonight, amen, just press star 6, come on over.
Praise the Lord.
The recording has started.
Praise the Lord.
Praise him.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. This song says, reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by, and you will find he's not too busy to hear your heart cry. Is passing by this moment and your need, he will supply. So reach out and touch the Lord as he goes. You just reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by, and you will find he's not too busy your heart cry, for he is passing by this moment, and your need he will supply. So just reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Come on, people of God. Let's come together tonight, hallelujah, and touch the Lord, hallelujah. Touch the Lord as he goes by, hallelujah. And you will find, hallelujah, that he's not too busy. He's not too busy. His ears is not too heavy that he can't hear, neither his arms too short that he can't save. So we just reach out, I believe, with all my heart and soul that he will touch us back, hallelujah. If we touch him, he will touch us back, hallelujah, Jesus. So come on in, hallelujah, and let's get on one accord tonight, hallelujah. Put your mind on whatever you need the Lord to do for you, hallelujah. If you need him to save some loved ones, if you need him to heal, hallelujah, if you need him to set free, or if you just all right and just want to give him a praise, hallelujah, let's come on in together, hallelujah. Pray for me, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you this day, giving your name the praise, the glory, and the honor, Lord God. Thanking and praise you right now, Lord God, for your goodness and your mercy. Thank you right now, Lord God, for your love and kindness towards us, Lord God. We come tonight, Lord God, just to lift your name, Lord God, because truly you are worthy to be praised. We come tonight, Lord God, asking you to look down upon us this night, Lord God, and have mercy upon our soul. Lord God, we come tonight, Lord God, asking you to forgive us, Lord God, for all the things that we said and all the things that we've done that wasn't pleasing to your sight, Lord God. We come before you tonight, Lord God, asking you, Lord God, to let the words, Lord God, of our mouth, Lord God, and let the meditation of our heart, Lord God, let it be acceptable unto you tonight, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we ask you to cleanse us up tonight, Lord God, and make us worthy, Lord God, to come before your presence, Lord God, because we realize and know that we can't come before you any kind of way, Lord God. So we come tonight, Lord God, repenting, Lord God. We come tonight, Lord God, God is sorry, Lord God, for anything, Lord God, even the thoughts, Lord God, that we thought that wasn't like you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we come tonight, Lord God, asking you to look on your people tonight, Lord God, on this line, Lord God. We're asking you right now to move this night by your spirit, Lord God, and by your mighty powers, Lord God. We ask you to hear our cry, hear our tonight, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we ask you, Lord God, to move on this line, Lord God, far and near, Lord God, in every home, Lord God, in every city, Lord God, in every state, in every country, Lord God. Lord God, we're asking you tonight, Lord God, to move, Lord God, on your people tonight, Lord God. Some, Lord God, is reaching out, Lord God, for one thing, and some is reaching out for another, Lord God. Some need to be healed, Lord God. Some need to be delivered, Lord God. Some, Lord God, need you to be the lift of their head tonight, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Some, Lord God, may be mourning tonight, Lord God, for the love of a loss of a loved one tonight, Lord God. But we know you able, Lord God, to do all things, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we come before you tonight, Lord God, asking you to move like never before, Lord God, in the areas that we need you to move in, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we ask you this night, Lord God, just to touch, Lord God. Touch right now, Lord God, where we need to be touched, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, there's nothing here, Lord God, in your sight, Lord God, for you look high and you look low, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, move this night for your people. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we need you, Lord God. We need you, Lord God. Without you, Lord God, we can and we are not nothing, Lord God. in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Have your way in our lives, Lord God. Help us to seek you, Lord God, even the more, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, help us, Lord God, to just want to come before your presence, Lord God. Help us, Lord God, to want to seek your face, Lord God. Help us, Lord God, to want to call upon your name, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, because we know you're a prayer-answering God, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we ask you this day, Lord God, to touch bodies, touch lives, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we ask you this night, Lord God, just to have your way, Lord God. Have your mighty way, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, save, Lord God. Save souls, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Save souls, Lord God. So many out there, Lord God, that are looking for answers, Lord God. And we know you are the answer for the world today, Lord God, because above you there is no other, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, move this day. Save, Lord God. Save souls from sin, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, heal, Lord God, our feeble bodies, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we need you, Lord God. Lord God, we know you're a doctor that never lost a case, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, you're a lawyer, Lord God. Lord God, that never lost a case, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. You the act, Lord God, in the time of a battle, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, move this night. Move this night, Lord God, on this line, Lord God. Sanctify the line, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, move like never before. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, look on the other packer right now, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, continue, Lord God, to heal our body, Lord God. Give us strength right now, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, heal her right now, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, move, Lord God, the evangelist Bell, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, move on her husband right now, Lord God. Strengthen them right now, Lord God. Lord God, we know their hearts are broken, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, but let them know tonight, Lord God, that you are the lifter of the bowed down head, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, move this night, Lord God, not only on them, Lord God, but others, Lord God, that lost loved ones, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, lift them up tonight, Lord God. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh, God, we come tonight, Lord God, just to give you the praise, Lord God, just to give you the honor, Lord God, because truly you are worthy, Lord God. You are so worthy to be praised. And we want to, Lord God, come before you, Lord God, not just in asking you, Lord God, but just giving you the praise also, Lord God, because you've been so good, Lord God. You've been so kind. You've been so merciful unto us, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, you withhold the enemy, Lord God, the trap that he sought for us, Lord God. You didn't let us fall in it, Lord God. And we give you the praise. We give you the glory, Lord God. We give you the honor tonight, Lord God. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you. Oh, glory to God. We magnify you. We glorify you, Lord God. We lift you up tonight, Lord God, because we do love you, Lord God. We do love you, Lord God. Even though we fail sometimes, we fail you sometimes, Lord God. You never left us. You still love us still. In the name of Jesus, we magnify you. We glorify you. We lift you up tonight, Lord God, for being that merciful God, Lord God, for being that loving God, Lord God, for loving us in spite of, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we just magnify you. We just glorify you. We just lift you up this night. Look on Evangelist Bradley tonight, Lord God. Continue to bless him, Lord God. Continue to strengthen him, Lord God. Continue to supply every one of her needs, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, not only her, Lord God, but all the advisors, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, that make this line, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, that come to be a helpmate, Lord God, on this line, Lord God. We just give you the praise. We just give you the glory. And we give you the honor, Lord God, for truly you are worthy. You are worthy to be praised. And because you are worthy, we thank you. And we love you tonight. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, Lord Jesus. Amen, Lord Jesus.
Amen, amen, amen. People of God, come on, let's give the Lord a praise. Amen. Come on and lift those voices wherever you are. Amen, and give God praise. Amen. Give him praise, amen, for what he's done, giving praise, amen, for what he's about to do, amen, Jesus, even as declared, amen, by the woman of God on tonight through prayer, touching and agreeing, amen, glory be to God, and we bless God on tonight, amen, for all that he's done, we bless him, people of God, amen, Jesus, for again, all that he's about to do, amen, Jesus, listen, just a work in progress, amen. Glory be to God on the way, amen, to manifestation, amen. So we give God thanks and we give God praise again on the night. God bless you, missionary fan. Thank you, thank you, thank you, amen, for preparing our hearts, amen. Glory to God going before us in prayer, amen, on tonight, amen, to sanctify us, amen. Get us ready for what the Lord is about to say unto us. Amen. So again, we give God thanks. We give God praise. Amen. Glory to God. Again, people of God, we will be rebroadcasting tonight as we forestated. Amen. We've had some awesome, awesome speakers to come to the line. Amen. Glory to God. Awesome speakers. Amen. Came preaching nothing but the unadulterated word of God. Amen. Glory to God. And we thank God on tonight. Amen. That we've been able to, amen, capture, amen, Jesus, this word, amen, by this man of God. And I tell you, since he's been on the line, the Lord has elevated, elevated, elevated him, amen. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, amen, Jesus, he's now, amen, over, amen, a ministry. He was over, amen, a particular church, amen. I'm not sure. I think he's in the bishopry now. Amen, if I'm not mistaken, or he's overseer. Amen, but we thank God on tonight, amen, that we had an opportunity, amen, that he had come and he graced our presence, amen, amen. Such a word this man of God has brought unto us, amen. And again, we have so many listeners, amen, from one day to the next, from one year to the next, one month to the next, amen, Jesus. And as we already know, the word of God never gets stale. Amen. We've, again, been here for, amen, over 600 days. Amen. So much has been said and so much has yet been needing, that is yet needing to be said. Amen. By the hearers. Amen. Coming to get a fresh word from the Lord. Amen. And tonight, people of God, we shall be, amen, again, traveling down to Midway, Georgia. Glory be to God. This man of God came and has blessed us immensely. Amen. Since he's been here, we thank God for him. Amen. Coming to us by way of Solomon Temple Holiness Church. Amen. And again, since he's been with us, amen, so much more visibility, amen, has given unto him. But we just thank God, amen, that he was able to grace the platform of the Prayer News Network Global. Amen. We thank God on tonight for overseer, amen, overseer, Pastor Horace Oliver on tonight. Amen. And again, people of God, we want to just encourage you, go ahead, amen, and invite someone to come and hear what thus saith the Lord on tonight. Amen. God bless you, Pastor Oliver.
Of God. God bless the people of God. Amen. God bless you tonight, all of the ministers, pastors, bishops. Amen. Amen. We thank God. Amen. For Evangelist Bradley. Amen. We give God praise for you tonight. Amen. And your whole staff tonight, we thank God for you. We just give God praise for another day that he allow us to, amen, have our to function in and to enjoy. God brought us into a day for us to enjoy, amen, because, amen, every day God gives us a life, amen. He wants us to be joyful, amen, and to glorify him and to bring praise to his name, amen, amen. And we are just so grateful that, amen, the Lord has allowed us to be in this day. And we just thank God for all of the saints of God. We thank God for this broadcast ministry. We give God praise that, glory to God, take. This is what it is that we need. We need to pull, amen, people together, amen, nations together, amen, saints of God throughout the world, amen. We all need to come together, amen, because this God we serves you. He has no respect to person. Amen. He loves us all. He gave us all the same law. Amen. We are governed by the same principles. Amen. Wherever you are, you can be in China, Africa, wherever you are, glory to God, here in America, we can meet each other anywhere, and we can see the handiwork of God on our life. We should be able to see, amen, God, glory to God, mark on of our life. Amen. From what? But our actions and our attitudes and our conduct, amen, should reflect the God we serve. Amen. So we don't necessarily, amen, have to put a sign on our back. Amen. But glory to God, it's just the glory of the Lord. The power, glory, power of the almighty hands of God is on our lives. Amen. And when we have the power of the hands of God and the favor of God on your life, it shows up. Glory to God. It shows up wherever you are. God will show up, amen, and he will show out, glory to God. Amen. I want you to know tonight, glory to God, that God is looking and God is calling, glory to God, for dedication. He's called for calling for people, amen, men and women, boys and girls, amen, to dedicate your life. Live, glory to God. Give him everything, amen, glory to God. And God wants to use us, amen. He wants to be able to reflect, amen, through us, him to the world. Amen. And the only way that's going to occur is that we dedicate all to God. Amen. What I mean by giving up everything, we must not be caught up with the cares of this world, but let us be caught up on the concern of God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Let us be caught up on what God is caught up on. And God is caught up on souls. And we ought to get caught up on souls. And we ought to get caught up on the love of God and all of the fruits of the Spirit. We ought to get caught up on those things and glory to God. Seek those things above as though they were. Amen? We have to seek those things that are above. Seek those things which are above. Seek those things that sit high. Amen. Lift up. Elevate your mind. Let us elevate our hearts. Let us elevate our thoughts. Amen. And glory to God. God said, as you draw nigh to me, glory to God, I will draw nigh to you. And as God draws nigh to you, then you become, your eyes become misty that of the world. You cannot see the cares of this world because the glory of God will be so great until the world, you don't even see it. You are in it, but you're not of it. Moses, when he was on the mount with God, with glory to God, 40 days and 40 nights, Moses was up in the mount with God, having a relationship with God, talking with God, amen, fellowshipping with God, and glory to God. And when Moses came back down to Israel off the mount, glory to God, they had to put a veil over his face because the glory of God was too mighty. When you be around God, when you spend time with God, his glory will begin to manifest out of you. Glory to God. You can tell people that have been around God. Amen, amen, amen. The residue of God's presence will show up on you. Oh, my God, hallelujah. Remind me, glory to God, of a sister that testified in church. She's going on home with the Lord now, but she testified in church one time, and she said that she was in the line, glory to God, and a brother was behind. And she was just wondering, woman being very sensitive, and she was just wondering, well, do she smell or do something going on here? And he just kept doing it. And she turned, and she just turned around and said, do I smell or what? He said, no, ma'am, no, ma'am, no. He said, no. He said, no, ma'am, please, no, no, no. He said, no, I just smell the residue. I smell the glory of God on your life. I smell the presence of God. I smell the presence. It's flowing from you. The presence of God. Glory to God is flowing from you. That glory to God, it is pleasant in my nostril. It is pleasant in my spirit. Glory to God. That's why you alone, this when we alone, glory to God, can come into the place in the presence of God and have a relationship with God. It changes the atmosphere of glory to God wherever you are. Wherever you are, the atmosphere is changed. Oh, my God, it changes the atmosphere. That's why it's so important. The Bible says that is a way, seem right to man, but the end is death. We don't want to be in a seem right way. That is a way that God requires us to be. And we have to seek that way and find that way, and that way is the way of holiness. Glory to God. He said, there is a way, and that way should be called the way of holiness. Holiness what? Right living, right doing, right talking, right. That's right. I tell my son all the time, do what's right. We as the saints of God and people of God, we have to do the things that are right. And when we do the things that are right, then glory to God, all right things come to people that do things that's right. Because we're dealing with a right God, so we got to be right people. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, glory to God. Tonight, glory to God, we just give God praise, amen, for the word that he's going to give us tonight. I thank the Lord for my wife. Amen. I just testified a little bit. But I thank God for my wife tonight, Sister Brenda Oliver. We give God praise for her. Amen. Showing the, amen, the stamina of God and the faith in God and the trusting in God. Although she are going through, amen, but yet and still, glory to God, she is yet standing strong on the faith of the Lord, amen. And I thank God, amen, that glory to God, amen, she is going through this right here, amen, to be strength, amen, to somebody else down the road, amen. When she can tell this testimony one day, I want to declare to you men today, I want to declare to you brothers right now, glory to God. I just get a, just give me 60 seconds. I just want to tell you brothers, amen, right now, that your wife is when she is going through. The Bible said when we take our wedding vow, he said for better or for worse, for rich or for poor, and sickness and in health. And when we say that sickness and in health, it ain't that when she gets sick, you pack up and get out. It's when she gets sick. That don't mean you give a ticket for you to say, okay, I'm out of here. No, you dig in. No, you dig in, bro. You dig in, and you go to God. You lock arms, amen, with your wife, and you be there with her, and you take her through, and you help her go through, and you be there, glory to God, being that priest, amen. Yeah, when it's going good, everything is well, but glory to God when it's going bad. Sister, stay in there with your husband. When he gets sick, hang in there with him, because the wedding vow says, for better or for worse, for rich or for poor, and sickness and in health, and all that, you have to stay faithful. You have to stay faithful. Don't bug out on us. Amen. Be right there for her. Amen. Be right there for him. Amen. As saints of God and people of God, amen, affliction will come. But the Bible said God will deliver us from it. In due time, God's going to deliver my wife. But until then, I'm going to be faithful as a husband. I'm going to do my duties. Glory to God. Hallelujah. She'll tell you, I'm there. Glory to God. If she wants something, I'm there. Glory to God. Faith, hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. So, brethren, amen, be strong. Amen. When your wife is not going through sickness or anything, be strong. Yeah, be joyful. Enjoy your wife and rejoice with her and have and enjoy her. Amen. But one day, one of y'all might get sick. But we have to have the same joy. You have to have the same enlightenment. You take her through, he take you through.
Yeah.
Stay with your wife. Stay with your husband. I'll give you that three. I ain't even going to charge you for that one. Hallelujah. But I thank God for it. I thank God for putting this shooting that through tonight. Amen. Be faithful. Be faithful. Tonight, glory to God. God is so wonderful. God is so kind. He is so loving. I can't, amen, express and expound, amen, how great God is. In the scriptures, God said, David said, if I had 10,000 tongues, it wouldn't have been enough for me to praise God. It wouldn't have been enough. Tongues to have, a mouth to have, to give God glory. He's too mighty. God is so strong. He is so awesome. He is too much God. Dictionaries can't hold him. Dictionaries cannot represent, glory to God, who he is. And then glory to God, the stamina of what God is. Words cannot put in place how mighty God is. He's mighty. He's strong. He's awesome. He's too much God. Hallelujah, Jesus. The heavens can't hold him. Hallelujah. He up to the Bible said, amen, amen, the earth is his footstool.
Yes.
Lord, have mercy, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He is too much God. He is too much God for us to imagine. The Bible said, God's ways is not our ways. Neither our ways is his ways, saith the Lord. Amen. He is too much God. And we living in a society. We live in a time now we really need, glory to God, this society really need to experience, amen, the mighty hands of God. We really need to experience, glory to God, the awesomeness of God. We really need to experience the real agape love of God. Let us seek for it. Spirit of God in the, amen. We're going to be looking in the Psalms. We're going to be looking in the Psalms tonight. We're going to be looking in Psalm 18, glory to God, 1 through 6. Amen. With David, glory to God. In Psalms 1 through 6, with David, glory to God. David, amen, in all of his time of on the high and the low, amen. This is the conclusion of when David was going through many oppositions, amen, many things that he went in. We know that, glory to God, that he, you know what he did with the woman wives and with the husband, with the man's wife and all, you know, he had him killed and all that. He went through all that. We know when Saul, glory to God, was after him, and David killed the giant, amen, Goliath, amen. The woman came back, and they were saying, Saul killed thousands, David killed tens of thousands, and we know Saul got mad, amen, and he know he was trying to destroy David because he got jealous, amen, of what the people were saying. I don't want to go into all that, but just want to bring to this point that the conclusion of David, this way David came to this point where David said, seeing the mighty hands of God, amen, brought him through all of those dilemmas, and David, glory to God, reached this conclusion to this particular text. This particular text, David reached the conclusion, amen, of giving God what due to his name. Hallelujah. For God bringing him through, amen, what he came through. Glory to God. It's time for, hallelujah. It's time for us now, amen, to give God praise for what he did, what due to his name. Glory to God. We ain't worried about glory to God. Lord, do this for me. Lord, I need a car. I need a house. No, I want to magnify you as God. I want to glorify you that what's due to your name. I want to lift you up as the mighty God. Amen. Glory to God, the powerful God, the I am, glory to God. I want to lift you up, glory to God, that glory to God, he am Alpha and Omega. Glory to God, the first and the last. There's none like me. There's none will ever be like me. There is none, glory to God, who is mightier than I. Glory to God. In a book we have, it says that glory to God, when God created, glory to God, the world and created the atmosphere and created everything that's on the earth and put everything in the stars and the moon and put them all in place, and glory to God, and put the earth in its perfect orbit, and glory to God, and it tells me that, glory to God, when God got finished with all of his creation, when he got through with everything and everything was good, then God stood on a mount of time, and God said, if there's any other God, amen, is there any other God, let them speak now. Buddha couldn't say nothing. Sin Moon couldn't say nothing. The devil couldn't say nothing. Nobody could say nothing because there was no other God besides God himself. There was no other God. Hallelujah. The God we serve, he is. Glory to God. He is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. Glory to God. That same God who created the universe, the same God that put every star in his pocket, that same God that set the seven seas, that same God that put all the planets, glory to God, that same God, glory to God, that blew breath in man and man became a living soul, that same God that walked the earth, glory to God, and died and was here for 33 years, that same God who suffered, bled, and died, and were buried and rose with all power in his hands, that same, hallelujah, that same God, hallelujah, is ascending to us tonight. Amen. I want to declare to you tonight, glory to God, the mighty working power of God, the mighty hands of God. The thought is tonight, it's the mighty working of God. It's the mighty hands of God. If Israel was here tonight, they would tell you he is mighty because he brought me through the Red Sea. When we came to the Red Sea and Pharaoh was, glory to God, behind us and the sea was before us, but that mighty hand of God, that powerful God, that awesome God, that powerful, strong God, hallelujah, glory to God. God made a way. Glory to God. He'll make a way. There is no opposition or circumstance. Glory to God. It's so big that it caused my God to be confused of what to do. My God know what to do. My God has every plan. Amen. Glory to God. He don't have to create no plan. God ain't got to go back to this negotiating table and draw out something. I'm going to bring you out. No. God already has a unique authoritative power. God already have a unique way to bring us out any situation. Glory to God. Hold up your head. Let us hold up our head. Let us hold up our head. The God we serve, he mighty. He's God, boy. He never lost his chance. He never lost a battle. God don't back down from no fight. Glory to God. I preached a message one time. Tag out. Let God tag in. Because you in the ring trying to fight, but you need to tag out. Ain't no need. You remember the time when you used to look at the wrestling? I know you're holy now and you don't look at TV, you know. But glory to God, it was a time you used to look at the wrestling match and then beat the individual up so bad. And every time he tried to reach his opponent to get out the ring, they'll drag him back in. And that's what the devil tried to do with us. He want to keep us in the ring and beat us to a pulp. But look at somebody, so you got to tag out. Hallelujah. Somewhere get your hand to Jesus. And somewhere reach up. Because Jesus is reaching over, telling you to tag out. Telling you to tag out, tag out, tag out. You can't fight this fight. You don't know how to fight this fight. You ain't going to win no how. Let a champion get in. God said, let a champion get in. He is the champion of champions. So tag out. Get out the ring. You don't know how to fight. What you mean, preacher? Glory to God. Jesus said in his word, vengeance is mine. I will repay, saith the Lord. Get yourself out of the fight because the fight is not yours. Vengeance is mine. God said to me, if you give it to me, I'll put you on the outside of the ring. And glory to God, all you got to do according to my word is to stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say glory to God. Or somebody take 60 seconds and spin around in your living room and tell God, thank you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let me fight for you. Let me fight for you. Let me fight for you. Mm-hmm. I'll fight cancer for you. I'll fight sugar diabetes for you. I'll fight poverty for you. I'll fight loneliness for you. I'll fight brokenness for you. I'll fight glory to God. I'll fight loneliness for you. I'll fight for you. I'll fight for you when you think you're by yourself. I'll fight when your family walk off from you and leave you alone. I'll be the one that fights for you. I'll be the one that, glory to God, I'll put money in your account that you ain't even work for. I'll send you a check, glory to God, that you know you didn't labor for. I'll give you cars. I'll give you a house. I'll give you whatever it is, whatever your little heart desire. All I want you to do tonight is to stand still and see the sound. Just let me do it for you. Glory to God. The Bible of the Psalm said, oh, what needless thing we bear. Oh, because we don't take it to the Lord in prayer. We fight over, we battle over things that's needless. We don't have to fight it because God, glory to God, is ready to fight for you. Why don't you let God fight for you? Why don't you let him handle it? Why don't you just, glory to God, give it over, glory to God, to the champion. Glory to God, hallelujah. You have nothing to prove but all to gain. 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 It don't matter to me. You can call me a scary cat. You can call me whatever you want to call me. God, but when my Lord fight my battle and win it for me, glory to God, I don't care what you call me. Oh, you're scary self. You should have got in the ring and fight yourself. No, I ain't got to fight. Because my Savior, glory to God, told me vengeance is mine. I will repay. So I don't have to get my hands dirty. I don't have, all I have to do is just glory to God. Just keep my holy self. Just keep my sanctified self. Keep me in right mind. Keep me in peace. Keep me calm. Keep me happy. Keep me joyful. Because I don't have to fight. I don't have to get in the ring. I don't have to put no gloves on. I don't have to get my granddaddy's shotgun. I ain't got to go get no baseball bat. I don't have to go get no knife. I don't have to keep no razor. I don't have to do none of those things because God is going to fight my battle. David saying God is going to fight my battle. David did not win against Saul. David did not rebel against Saul. David realized and David understood. He came to the reality of the whole matter. And when David came to the matter, when he came to the forefront of the whole matter, look at what David says. What David says in Psalm 18 and 1. And what David says, I will love thee. What you mean, love thee? For what? For all you've done for me. David was reflecting on all what God had brought him through. He was reflecting on what God has, glory to God, protected him when Saul, amen, on one occasion, they were sitting to a table and Saul launched a javelin David had by inches.
Mm-hmm.
Glory to God. When David had to flee from Saul. Glory to God. On another occasion, glory to God, with David. Glory to God. Uriah. Glory to God. Had his husband killed. He had his husband killed to get his wife. But glory to God. God gave him three things. Glory to God. But he said, you can strip me from everything, but don't take your spirit from me.
Mm-hmm.
Glory to God. He most lost. Now. But David knew how to approach God. See, we need to know how to approach God. See, that's when David was coming through situation. When he was coming through situation, he was reflecting on how God brought him through. Sometimes remember how well God brought you through. Remember what he brought you through yesterday. Remember what he brought you through last year. Remember the time when it was nobody but God. Remember when, glory to God, was no hope but God. But when God stepped in, when God came in, when God's powerful handiwork came into your situation, when God came in into your madness and straightened you out and brought you out with his mighty hand, remember how God brought you out. The Hebrew boys that was in the fiery furnace, glory to God, amen. I'm reminded in my mind that, glory to God, they told the king, glory to God, hallelujah, you can put us in the fire. Glory to God. We still ain't gonna matter, you know how. Glory to God. Do what you want to do. Glory to God. But glory to God, when they threw them in the fiery furnace, amen, God, you weren't doing nothing to those boys because those boys had trust in the God, in the mighty hands of God. And their trust was in him so mightily. Glory to God. That if God don't deliver us, we ain't gonna serve you. That's all good. Go ahead. And so they got angry with them. And what they did, they put on all their clothes. They pat them down with all their clothes and throw them in the furnace. And the men that threw them in the furnace, they got burned up themselves. But those boys were in the fire. Glory to God. Amen. Giving God praise. But look at this now. I want you to understand that, glory to God, the men that threw them in the fire, glory to God, didn't know them, amen, as they were supposed to know God. But the fire didn't know them. The fire knew that they was opposite of the mighty hands of God. Even the fire knew God. The fire knew who God was. And so, glory to God, when he came near the fire said, hey, glory to God. Like the time when those men saw Paul and them, amen, casting out devils. And they told him, say, Jesus, I know. Paul, I know. But who are you? And those demons beat them down. The fire saying, I know God. Glory to God. And I know these boys. But I don't know y'all. So I'm going to cook you right here. Hallelujah. When God don't know you, stuff happens to you. When God don't know you, when God don't know you, things don't know you. Yeah. Circumstance don't know you. When God is not with you, the sickness don't know you. Poverty don't know you. Glory to God, they want to dominate you. But glory to God, since those things know you and you know God and God is in you, those things got the glory to God come subject, glory to God, to and respect the God that is in you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you don't hear me tonight. Hallelujah. You ain't got to do nothing. God is greater he that's in you than he that's in the world.
Mm-hmm.
So here David reflecting back on the past and how things God done for him. And David, glory to God, brought this to this Psalm 18. And David concluded this. He said, I will love thee, O Lord, for what you've done for me. Love thee, O Lord. My strength, I will love thee, O Lord. I'm going to love you, my strength. In my strength, I'm going to love you. The Lord is my rock. Glory to God. He said, the Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust. Why? Because you brought me out of those things. I can't forget when you brought me out of those things. When those things was about to swallow me up, to rise no more, you brought me out with your mighty hand. You brought me out with your strong arm. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Deliver my God for my strength in whom I will trust. My buckler and the horns of my salvation and my high tower. Glory to God. I'm gonna get in my praise. See, look what David's doing. I will call upon the Lord. Mm-hmm. I ain't calling upon no doctor. I'm not calling upon my circumstance. I ain't calling on Uncle Joe. I ain't calling on Uncle Bob got a lot of money. And glory to God. And I'm going to call Uncle Bob because, see, Uncle Bob can grease my hands real good. So I'm going to call. Everybody want to call Uncle Bob because Uncle Bob got this. I got that. But oh, glory to God, if you can put your trust in Uncle Bob, because one day Uncle Bob's going to go broke. Hallelujah. What you going to do then? Because after a while, you're going to call Uncle Bob. Uncle Bob, you know what? I ain't got no more. When I had it, you know, you're welcome to it. I give it to you. But right now, girl, I ain't got no more. Matter of fact, I'm trying to call somebody now, see if they can break me off a little something. Huh? Let's see, Uncle Bob's going to go broke. But see, David said, I will call upon the Lord. Who is worthy to be praised? So shall I be saved from mine enemy. He reflected on the soul. From my enemy. All those different armies and different nations that David went in and won the victory and got the victory over them and won those battles. It was the mighty hands of God. He didn't win those battles on his own. He won those battles through the mighty hands of God. And we have to win our battles through the mighty hands of God. We can't win on our own. I don't care how much people you might have. I don't care how much guns you got in your house. I don't care how much knives you have. You cannot win this battle on your own. You can't win it. House mother, the mother, you raising that family by yourself. You raising that son. You raising them daughters. You raising them children all by yourself. Yes. Your husband walk out on you, but that's okay. That's okay. God know how to be a provider in the house with one man. Glory to God. And you ain't no one man because God holding all of y'all. He holding you and your children. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. Give him praise. Give him praise. Give him praise because glory to God. Let's be like David. Give him praise because God is going to bring you through. God is going to bless you. God is going to open doors to you. God is going to pour into you from men's bosom. He's going to pour into you. God is going to pour his blessing upon you that, glory to God, you're not going to have room to receive. David said, I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised. I'm going to call on God. It don't matter if I got one a pitcher of water, glory to God, and in my refrigerator. I don't care if I got a pitcher of water and two chicken foot. It don't matter, glory to God. Hallelujah. God will provide. Hallelujah. I'll drink my water and cook my chicken foot. And hallelujah, Jesus, I'm going to eat my chicken foot with my water. Hallelujah. So tomorrow might be a brand new day. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Paul said, if I were hungry, I would let you know it. Glory to God. Let us stop going telling people, glory to God, child, you know, I'm down to chicken foot and water now. Girl, I sure ain't got nothing but. Hush your mouth. Stay in your house. Down your window. Eat your chicken foot and water. Be happy. Give God praise. Hallelujah, Jesus. He's going to come through fire. Glory to God. It might be like that today, but it can be changing tomorrow. Hallelujah. It'll change. Hallelujah. Stop telling folks. Amen. Stop going out telling folks where you are. That's what the devil want anyway. He'll never know until you open your mouth. Mm-hmm. He didn't know you were broke. He didn't know you had chicken foot and water. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. You got to walk out that door like you got T-bone steak in your refrigerator. You got to walk out there and pray to God. Hallelujah. That new refrigerator is tight from the bottom up. Hallelujah. You got to walk out that door like glory to God. You got to walk sideways like you got a ton of money in your pocketbook. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. You got to lean sideways. Say, boy, glory to God. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Glory to God. Oh, y'all don't hear me tonight. Y'all don't hear me tonight. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Glory to God. Sometimes glory to God, it's like that. It just doesn't matter. Get some butter ripening on your lip and walk out there with shiny buttery lip. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. But you wouldn't know I'm hungry. Hallelujah, glory to God, because I know my God's going to come through. I know he's going to provide. He did it before, and he'll do it again. Hallelujah, Jesus. The Bible said in verse 4, said, the sorrows of death, David said, when he remembered the time, when the sorrows of death, glory to God, come past me, amen, in the flood of the ungodly men, made me afraid. It was a time when he was afraid. It's a time we're going to be afraid. Yeah, be afraid, but stand strong on God. I might be afraid of the circumstances and what I'm facing, but my is in God, because God don't want us to fear. He don't want us to fear, but sometimes fear does grip your heart. Sometimes fear overrides what you know God can do.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes it does make you fearful. But when you, glory to God, can get a hold of yourself, glory to God, like Samson, glory to God, like Samson when, glory to God, Delilah had cut his hair, glory to God. And when Samson went to sleep, amen, the Bible said that Delilah cut all his hair. Hallelujah. And when the Philistines and all of them came in, and then she woke him up again because he told her his secret. See, that's what the devil wants. He wants your secret. He wants to know how you surviving, glory to God, and what you are going through, glory to God, and what you're going through with, and you yet have joy. He want to know what is your strength. He want to know why you can yet be joyful and don't have. He want to know why you're joyful, sick. He want to know why you're still holding your integrity like Job. Your husband, your children, your daughter dead. Your children dead. This one died. Glory to God. You don't have to. Glory to God. The dog dead. The donkey dead. The sheep dead. The cow dead. Glory to God. Your daughter, your son dead. All of them gone. And then your wife dead. Glory to God. Touch your God and die. But Job hold his integrity. You got to hold your integrity in spite of.
Mm-hmm.
In spite of the opposition. It might come from somebody close to you, but you got to hold your integrity. You got to say, God is going to come through for me. How God is going to come through for you and you in this mess? He is going to come through. You got to stand strong. Job, glory to God, was walking through the woods with his sickness. I don't know, he just walked through the woods one day. Glory to God. And Job saw a dead tree and a trunk of the tree. Glory to God. And Job looked at that stump. Glory to God. In that tree, the stump done a lot. Mm-hmm. And out the center of that stump, glory to God, here a twig of that tree springing up out of the root, out of the stump of that dead tree. And Job said, glory to God, if man die, will he live again? Mm-hmm. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You got to keep your integrity. You got to keep your integrity. Don't let your circumstance take your integrity, your belief, your trust, your hope, your faith in God. Don't let it take it from you. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Yeah, he was afraid. He said, glory to God, of the ungodly men made me afraid. Yeah, they made me afraid. But that's all right. But verse 5 says, and the sorrows of hell compassed me about. See, it's double. Another, the first thing, the man made me afraid. The next verse, see, before the blessing, the miracle comes, get this, because always, get this now, don't forget this, because sometimes, in some cases, sometimes, always, when God blesses you and you get abundant blessings, look for the devil. Because sometimes, right before the blessing, he comes, and right after the blessing, he comes. So you got to be prepared on both ends. You have to be prepared. You have to be prepared that when things begin to look rough for you and get hard, rest assured something's coming your way. That glory to God is going to make you have joy. Something's coming your way, glory to God, that all that you went through is going to be worth it, glory to God. And sometimes right after that blessing, turmoil comes. But you have to stand still. But the first one, when the blessing comes, you're joyful. But guess what? You have to have the same joy when the negativity comes. You got to have the same joy. The same joy. Me and preacher, how can I? I got joy when somebody tell me I put $50,000 in your account. I put $50,000 in your account. You said, you put $50,000? Yeah, I put $50,000 in your account. For you, I put it in your account. And you go check the account, sure enough, $50,000 in your account. Woo, you know what you do? You can't. Church won't even be, but you'll call church, and you ain't even a pastor. You'll be so happy you'll call sir. You want to tell it so bad that you'll call sir. You'll call that pastor, can we have church tonight? No, night ain't serving that, but God have done something for me, Pastor. Pastor, I got to tell it. Pastor, can you wait till we just said no, Pastor, I got to tell it now. I got to tell it right now. We have put a special service on for you. You got to tell it now. But guess what? That same, that's now you're joyful because you have $50,000 in your account. Glory to God. Here, glory to God. Zip again. Now, when so, now that same $10,000 in it, now guess what? The enemy can come and flick your body. All right? This operation, the operation that you're going to need is going to be $50,000. $50,000 for this operation. Now, look how you're going to do. Huh? What? $50,000 for this operation? Now, no. You should have the same job. The same joke. I'm going to take the $50,000 that God, and I'm going to put it right on this outreach. We're going to do it with God. Because when God sees that you're going to be, when you're going to be faithful with a blessing or negativity, you're going to just be faithful. That's what Jesus was trying to get the rich boy to see. He was trying to get that rich boy to see that, glory to God, if you go and give all that you have and give it to the poor and come follow me, I'm going to give you a greater riches. We got to be faithful. We got to be faithful on the negative and the positive. Because David, as he said, glory to God, he said, and the sorrows of hell compass me about. Glory to God. So what? The snares of death prevented me. In my distress, see? Look at it. In the distress, look what you're supposed to do now. You don't get angry because the $50,000 is gone, but in my distress, because now I'm in a distress. So in my distress, yeah, I'm going to do now. Look what I'm going to do. Look what David said do. David said, I call upon the Lord and cried unto that in the past. He's going to bring me through this. He's going to bring me through this. He brought me through that. He's going to bring me through this. So David said, I cried unto the Lord. I cried upon the Lord, and he heard my voice out of the temple, his temple. God is in his temple now. Get this. God is in his temple. God is in his temple. And David said in verse 6, in my distress, we are here on earth, and many of us are facing sometimes distress. Look at what David said, do. In my distress, I don't know who online tonight, but you might be in a distress. A distress means I need help. I am in a bad position. Yes. Things are, I'm in a dangerous position. And I need help. In my distress, I call upon the Lord. And cried unto my God. He heard, he heard my voice out of his temple. What? You mean to tell me God will hear us? I'm here on earth. And my cry can be sincere so much that it will come up to God's throne in his temple. It'll come to the gate, enter into the holy, into the presence of God, into his throne room. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. Your prayer. Mm-hmm. Your prayer. That's what David said. He heard my voice out of his temple. So my voice was in his temple. And my cry came before him, even unto his ears. Oh, Jesus. Lord, have mercy, Jesus. Oh, my God. Lord, have mercy. Y'all will make me change around white living room again. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My prayer came to his ears, which means he heard. Glory to God. And they got an F on that ear. That means it came to both of his ears. To his ears. God got two ears. He heard specifically my cry. Lord, glory to God. He heard my voice. There are many voices that's calling on God. Hallelujah. But he heard my voice. There are millions and millions He can make a distinction of every child, boy, man and woman, man and girl, boy and girl, old and young. He can make a distinction of who cries and what the need of the cry is. And God can meet every need at one time. High and around. God is supreme. He is a powerful, mighty, holy, awesome God. Nobody can do that but my God. Hallelujah. Nobody can do it but my Savior. Nobody can do it but my King. He is God Almighty. And beside him, there is no other. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, I don't know who I'm helping you tonight, but it's sure helping my soul. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. Verse 7, glory to God, give us an analogy. Glory to God, from verse 7 to 15, it gives us, glory to God, it gives us, glory to God, a blueprint, or give us an insight, or give a, glory to God. Oh, my God, when I was reading this right here, the Lord have mercy, it was giving glory to God the awesomeness, amen, of God and who he is. It was giving glory to God. Glory to God, the handprint, amen, the presence of God, the mightiness of God, the awesomeness of God, from verse 7 to 15, glory to God. And look, and it's changing here because David was giving us his analogy of how he viewed God and how he accepted God. But from verse 7 to 15, it's giving an analogy of who God is and what he can do. But look at verse 7, verse 7, then the earth, glory to God, when God and anywhere, when God presents himself, when God puts himself in place, wherever, glory to God, everything around that, around God acknowledges God, and glory to God, and when God step on the mountain, when he step on the planet, when he step on earth itself, the Bible says, then the earth shook, and glory to God, and trembled, glory to God, the foundation also, and the hills moved with a shaking, glory to God, glory to God, because he was, glory, war. He was wrath. Because God was mad. God was angry. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now look at God. God, let me show you something here. Let me show you who you're serving here. Let me show you who I am. Let me show you, glory to God, everything acknowledges God. The mountain acknowledged God. Acknowledged God. The hills moved. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Everything move. Mountains will move out of the way. Let's move back. God Almighty is coming through. Glory to God. The awesomeness of God. Glory to God. The foundation. Change the shift. It move out of the way. God, the supreme, the maker, the creator of all things, is present. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Everything acknowledge God. Everything, glory to God, respects God. Everything move and get in its place when God steps through. When God steps in the room, it changes around. When God steps in your life, that's why your life ought to change. When God come into your life, you don't drink no more. When God come in your life, you don't smoke no more. When God come in your life, you don't homemonger no more. When God come in your life, you don't fornicate no more. When God come in your life, it changes your life. If mountains can change when God come in the presence, why can't man change when God, you said God come in your life? I don't understand, saints of God and people of God today. You say God is in your life, and you say God come into your life, and God come in your life, but I don't see no change. The same way you are, the same way you was, it's the same way you are. How can that be, glory to God, when God is in your life? As God stepped on this mountain, the Bible says in verse 7, then the earth shook, glory to God, and trembled, glory to God, the foundation also, and the hills moved. Things automatically change when God's presence is there. When God's present himself in you, you change. Oh, yes, it is. Oh, when God's present himself in you, you will change. Oh, yes, you will. I'm going to ride this right here. When God step in your life, you will change. When God step in your life, you don't cuss no more. Hallelujah. Oh, you don't cuss no more. I have some saints now say, you know what? I have some that they'll cuss and oh, that slipped. That one slipped. I ain't mean to say that slipped. What do you mean slip? It ain't nothing slip because it ain't never came out of you. The cussing demon was there and it's still there. Glory to God. You need to make sure. Glory to God. Let God cast the demon out of you. Oh, I see that girl. It sure looked good. Yeah, Lord, yeah, look good. I couldn't resist her. I can't resist it. No, when God in your life, you will resist. Yes, it is. The Bible tells us, glory to God. Glory to God. Temptation is not yielding to temptation, make it sin.
Yes,
yes, you're going to be tempted. Oh, glory to God. Yes, sir. Women and men, you're going to be tempted out there. Yes, it is. There's great temptation out there. I don't fool myself. I come home and I tell my wife. I tell my wife, yeah, great temptation out there. Sis. They're out there. Yes, it is. Hallelujah. I don't fool myself. Glory to God. I tell Lord, Lord, you keep me. You hold me. You hold me with some of that mighty power. You hold me, God. Because, see, I know my own crazy self. I know me. Before I came to Christ, I know my crazy self. Hallelujah. I had no sense to do right. I had no sense to live holy. I had no sense to live clean. I know what it means to live clean. I know what it means to live holy. But when I came to Jesus in 79, but look at this now. I come to Jesus in 79, and God came in my life. Yeah, he saved me. Yes, it is. He saved me, glory to God. It didn't change the fact of the devil that he's still trying to tempt you. It didn't change the devil that he's still trying to send him just the way you like him. But glory to God, you better have some resisting power. You better have the showing up power of God. You better try to have the holiness of God in your life. Preachers, you better have some power. You better seek God. Yeah, you might preach good Sunday. You might go to God, throw your head back, and kick your leg up in the air, but you better have some power in these last and evil days. You better have power to tell the devil no. You better have power to tell your flesh no. You better have some power because there's great temptation, and you better realize and you better reflect on the mighty power of God. Don't play with it. Glory to God. Don't play with it. Hallelujah. The Bible said, earth shook. Hallelujah. Tremble. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. My glass getting foggy here. I can't hardly see. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. Oh, my. Thank you, Lord. It's real. It's serious. It's real. It's no game. It's real. The power of God is right. Holiness is right. Truth is truth. It is true. Glory to God. God is the God of truth, and he is holy. He's a holy God. Hallelujah. And the Bible says, when God is now, glory to God, giving us a new view, give us an insight about him. And the Bible says, glory to God, in verse 8, that there went up a smoke out of his nostrils. Amen. A fire and fire out of his mouth, devouring. Cold by it. Look at it. That's awesome, God. That's awesome, God. You don't want to come before that man. You don't want to come before God. Walking all kind of house. He's too awesome. He's showing you how awesome he is. He's showing you how mighty he is. He's showing you how powerful he is. He's letting us know tonight he ain't nothing to play with. God ain't nothing to play with, John. God ain't nothing to play with. God ain't nothing to play with men. God ain't nothing to play with women. God ain't nothing to play with preachers. God ain't nothing to play with ministers, missionaries. God ain't nothing to play with church mothers. God ain't nothing to play with deacons. God ain't nothing to play with. He is nothing to play with. He is too much God. He is too awesome. He is too mighty. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. He is too much God to play with. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Verse 9. He bowed the heavens, also, and came down in darkness, where under his feet, darkness was under his feet. Nothing else can hold him. He's too mighty. He's too big. He's too awesome. Glory to God. Verse 10 says, and he rolled up on a cherubim. Look at it. And did fly. Yea, he did fly up on the wings of the wind. Oh, my God. Look how mighty he is. He rode on the wings, the wind of the wind.
Yes.
He's too much God. Hallelujah. Ain't no car can hold him. Ain't no bus can hold him. Ain't no plane can go with God can hold him. Hallelujah. He's too much God. So he ride on the wind he created. Hallelujah, Jesus. He made darkness. Glory to God. He made darkness his secret place. His pavilion run about him with dark water, and took clouds and thick clouds of the sky. Look at God. Showing us how awesome he is. How powerful he is. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Glory to God. As the brightness that was before him, his thick coals of fire. Look how powerful. He's not to play with. Hailstone. God got hailstone room. Thick cloud room. God is too powerful. Verse 13 says, the Lord also thundered in the heavens, and the highest giveth her voice. Glory to God. It giveth her voice. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Look at it for God now. Yea, he set out his arrow. Glory to God. And scattered them, and they, and he shot out lightning, and glory to God, and disconcerted them. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Look at God. He showed you. God let you know how powerful I am. He let you know I'm nothing to play with. He let you know I can put you on a run when I want to. He let you know, glory to God, if without me, if you think you're going to override me, you better think again. Mm-hmm. If you think you're going to outsmart me, you better think again. Hallelujah. God is too much God. He's too much God. Mm-hmm. That glory to God, that we can, glory to God, do anything, amen, to this mighty God. He don't want us to do these things. He wants us to live holy. He wants us to live right. Ecclesiastes 11 and 5. Ecclesiastes 11 and 5 says, glory to God, as thou knowest not what is the way of the spirit. See, we don't know. We don't know what it is, nor how the bones do grow in the womb of her that is with child. We don't know that. We ain't smart enough to think God has upgraded and God has put those things in place. Even so, thou knowest not the works of God, who maketh all. We don't know. That's why we don't know. We don't know. We have to seek him.
Mm-hmm.
We have to seek God. We don't know how God works. We don't know. We have to seek him to find out. Who knows the mind of God says but the Spirit of God. And if we walk in the Spirit of God, we'll know God. We'll know what God wants to do.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah, Jesus. So we have to move on. Isaiah 5 and 16 says, glory to Isaiah 5, 16 says, but the Lord of hosts, glory to God, who the Lord of hosts shall be exalted in judgment. He shall be exalted in judgment. Look at this now. I want you to look at this. I'm going to read again. Isaiah 5 and 16 says, look at this God now. He says, but the Lord of hosts shall be exalted in judgment. And God that is holy, somebody say holy, the God that is holy shall be sanctified in righteousness. Oh, you better get this. This God is going to judge us. He's going to judge us. He's going to switch from one position to another position. He said, but the Lord of hosts shall be exalted in judgment. Okay, in judgment now, that same loving God is in judgment. He's going to be, and God that is holy, that same judgment, that word judgment, holy and sanctified.
Mm-hmm.
God's going to change out of one character to another character. And he's going to, in judge, he's going to be a judge, and he's going to, and God that is holy, he's going to judge, and he's going to be holy, and shall be sanctified. Then he's going to judge us under the sanctification in righteousness. Oh, now, you must be getting this. He's going to judge us under the sanctification authority.
Yes.
In the righteous way. In righteousness way. So that means he's going to give us a just recompense of reward. Because he's going to do it through judgment, holy and righteous. He's going to call it as he sees it. He's going to repay it for what it was. What that means? What you do, you better make sure it's right. What you do, you better make sure it's holy. What you do, you better make sure it's pure. What you do, you better make sure you do it out of the sincerity of your heart. Hallelujah, Jesus. God is going to reward us according to our to whatever our work shall be. He's going to give us a just recompense of reward. If you're doing it for the prestige of man, well, you'll get a man reward. Say, woe unto you when all men speak good of you. Woe unto you when they all pat you on your back. Oh, man, you did good. Oh, man, you're a woman. Oh, man, but if you don't never touch my sin, you ain't doing nothing to help me. Mm. Hallelujah, Jesus. Ain't nobody want to touch nobody's stuff now. Everybody want to make everybody feel good. But I got to tell you the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Whether you like me or no, because the God we're going to come before, he's going to judge us. He's going to judge us by being holy. He's going to judge us by being sanctified. And he's going to judge us by in righteousness. So you better do it right, preachers. You got to do it right. I don't care if it's your mama, you got to tell him. I don't care if it's your great-granddaddy, you got to tell him. I don't care if your favorite aunt, you got to tell us, you got to be saved. I don't care if it's your loving daughter or son, you got to let them know you need to be saved, baby. You need to be saved. You need Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Isaiah, that's Isaiah 65. All right, now go right in my closet. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, sums it all up together. Hallelujah. Matthew 12, 18. Glory to God. 18. Glory to God. 21. We're summing it all up now. Glory to God. That God, in his awesome power, saw man's lost condition. God saw that, glory to God, that man needed a savior. Glory to God, saw that, glory to God, this nation, this world, amen, from the fall of Adam. God saw that man without, amen, a pure blood, a perfect blood, a blood, glory to God, that has no blemish, a blood that has no sin, amen, nothing tarnished, amen. God knew that, amen, the only way that humanity is going to be saved, amen, nobody, glory to God, in heaven or on earth was able to take such a task. Amen. When he looked all through, glory to God, the earth, Moses wasn't worthy. Amen. Amen. Abraham wasn't worthy. Joshua wasn't worthy. Amen. Joel wasn't worthy. Amen. Samuel wasn't worthy. It was none of them worthy. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. To come down and do what needed to be done. And God searched heaven and came up to heaven. Amen. Amen. Those that was in heaven, all of the heavenly hosts, all of the angels, the cherubim. Amen. I guess they're all up in heaven saying, oh, look at me, because I ain't going down there. Hey, glory to God. But the blood, it has to be pure. It has to be, glory to God, unblemished. Glory to God. Not saying that, glory to God, they was in heaven, there were angels and there were cherubim. But they said, no, we ain't going down there to do that. They're going to take somebody else to do that. Glory to God, to go through what they need to go through. I ain't going down there. No, God, glory to God, his son, his only begotten son, his son that was sitting there with God, his son that there was God, his name was Jesus. And the Bible picks it up in verse 18. Matthew 12 and 18 says, behold my servant, whom I have chosen, my beloved, in whom my soul will is well pleased. I will put my spirit upon him, and he shall show judgment to the Gentiles. And that's us, glory to God. Hallelujah. He came for us Gentiles. And the Bible said in verse 19, he shall strive, nor cry, neither shall any man hurt him, hear his voice in the street. You're not going to hear his voice in the street. Glory to God. The Bible said, a bruised reed shall ye not break. Amen. And a smoking flesh, amen, glory to God, shall ye send forth judgment unto victory. Glory to God. That's what Jesus came to do. In his name shall the Gentiles trust. That's us. He came. You know the story. I ain't got to go to all this. But Jesus came. He came with a purpose. He came with a mindset. He came for one purpose and one purpose only. And that was redeem humanity. Redeem men and women. Boys and girls. Black and white. Ugly or pretty. Broke or whatever. Jesus came to die for the sins of the world. for the whole humanity. He died for all mankind. He died for murderers. He died for homemongers. He died, glory to God, for thieves. He died for robbers. He died for liars. He died for cursers. He died for all mankind. Jesus came for that very purpose. He said, all taste and see that the Lord is good. Hallelujah, Jesus. His mercy endures forever. Glory to God. Oh, come to the Lord. Come whoever you are. Jesus came for the purpose to die for your sin. He took my sin and he took your sin. Sin. And glory to God, we become sinless. He put on our stinking robe. He put on our filthy garment. He put it on him and took his clean robe and took his beautiful garment and he laced us. Glory to God. He took our filth and he put it on him and took his sweetness and put it on us. He said, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Hallelujah, Jesus. He is good, sisters. He is good, brothers. He is good, men. He is good, women. Jesus said, come unto me, all you that labor, a heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Yes, sir. Glory to God. Romans 6 says, shall a man continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. He don't want us to sin. He don't want us to stay there. I preached a message one time. You're locked up. You're in a cell with the door wide open. Why stay in jail with the door wide open? Walk on out because God said, I have opened the door. When Paul and Silas were locked in jail, they glory to God. They sung a song and prayed. And the Bible said the foundation shook and opened the jail door. All you have to do is sing a song. God will intervene for you. God will come through for you. Stay faithful. Sing when you're hurting. Sing when you're crying. Sing when you're going through. Sing through your situation. Sing when you're broke. Sing when you lost your job. Sing anyhow. Grab hold to a song and sing. Glory to God. Glory to God. Oh, how great thou art. Hallelujah. Sing. Amen. And lift up his name. David said, I shall call upon the Lord who is able. He is my strength. He is my soul tower. He is my rock. Glory to God. Hallelujah tonight. Hallelujah, I say to you tonight. 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 Straighten up yourself. I say to you tonight. Listen. Hear in your soul live. Hear tonight. Hear. Hear. Come off your high horse and hear. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Come on. Hear. Hear in your soul to live. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. I came for this very purpose. Behold my servant and whom I have chosen. God chosen his son to come and die for you and me. And you and me were sinners. You and I, we were sinners, not Jesus. You and I need to have been nailed to the cross. You and I need to have been nailed. Hallelujah, not my Savior. You and I need to have been whipped all night long, not my Savior. You and I need to have been beat. Unrecognizable, but not my Savior. History tells me, glory to God, hallelujah. The book said that when Jesus, glory to God, was carrying the cross to Calvary, glory to God, where the oxen, glory to God, where the oxen used to walk up the hills, glory to God, in the rainy time, in the rainy season, in the rain, and the oxen made deep trenches, glory to God, and Jesus had to, and then when the trenches got hard, when the sun came up and glory to God, they got hard. Amen. Deep trenches, holes. Amen. Going up to Calvary. Amen. Of God got the hill. And Jesus, during that time, it was dry. Glory to God. And Jesus had to carry that heavy cross over those trenches and over those holes and over those things. And he was carrying that heavy cross on his shoulder. Trying to get up to God's earth, trying to get up to God's up the hill. Glory to God. He was carrying your sin, and he was carrying my sin, trying to fight the heavy cross to try to get up to the hill. Lord, I got to get to the hill. I got to pay, glory to God, the penalty for the remission of man's sin. I got to pay for the sins they did, not I did. But I got to pay the price for the sins they did. Glory to God. I took their sin on me, and I'm going to pay the penalty. I'm going to pay the price for their sin. Therefore, Jesus struggled with the cross up to Calvary. He took your sins on his shoulder. He carried you. He carried me. He carried us up to Calvary. He carried us through the God of God, God of the hill. He dragged us name by name, one by one, whoever child, boy or girl. He carried all of us. He had all of us on his shoulders, carrying us up to hill. Oh, God. He had the receipt. The receipt, the full payment of our deliverance. He had the receipt paid in full that when they laid him on that cross and drive those spikes in his feet and drive those spikes in his hand and put that wreath of thorn on his head and stripped him, glory to God, and hung him naked up on the cross. Hallelujah. One thing Jesus held on to, he held on to the receipt. Paid in full, because when they put him on the cross from 6 to the 9th hour, the Bible says when it came time for him to give up the ghost, he looked up to heaven, glory to God, and told his Father, it is finished. It is done. Hallelujah. I completed it. I have the receipt paid in full. Paid in full for every humanity, every sinner, every liar, every whoremonger, every sinner on this planet. I have the receipt paid in full. Why, in the closing of this message, why stay in sin to be free?
Mm-hmm.
Why stay in prison when you already been paid? It already was, your ransom was already paid. It was paid for you to be free. Why sit in a cell when the door is wide open? Because you're free. Come. Come to Jesus. Come on. You're free. It's already paid. He paid it in full. It's up to you now. It's up to us. The question is, what are you going to do about it tonight? What are you going to do about your freedom that our Savior paid with his life? Glory for you and I. What are you going to do about it? I turn it back over to you tonight, Evangelist Bradley. Oh, my God. Oh, Jesus. Open the eyes of your people. Open their eyes. Move the hand of Satan off the eyes of your people. There are men and women in this world bound by the sinful spirit. Take the devil's hand off of their eyes and take his finger out of their ears, that they may hear it, they hear your word, that they may see. Amen. That they may hear and they may see. In the name of Jesus. You said, I come that they may have life and have it more abundantly. Jesus wants us to live. He wants us to spend eternity with him in glory. He wants us, saints. He wants you, man. He wants you, boy. He wants you, girl. Young man, he wants you. Young lady, he wants you. He don't like what you do, but he loves you. I didn't always was saved. I wasn't always saved. I didn't always have Jesus. I was once too a sinner, and still a sinner, but saved by grace. But glory to God, I don't practice it. I once practiced it, but now I don't practice it. There is a sin of commission and a sin of omission. There's a sin of knowing and unknowing. Everything I know, am I perfect? No. But everything I know that I tried to do is right, I try the best to do it. Hallelujah, Jesus. The thing that I'm wrong, I keep my hand away from doing wrong. But I'm still not perfect. And I'm not standing before you tonight that I'm perfect. None of us are. The Bible said there was none good, no, not one. But because Jesus paid with his blood, and in Christ, I am made perfect in him. Not in me, but through Jesus Christ. I stand tonight because of Jesus, and Jesus alone. Hallelujah. I stand tonight letting you know tonight that you can come just as you are. Just as you are, you can come tonight. Don't look at where you've been and what you've done, but just look at what you can become by just coming to Jesus tonight. Whoever you are, everybody has to start from somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Why not be tonight? In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, I offer you tonight, Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. We give you praise. We thank you, Lord. We give you praise. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. Glory to God. We thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God. Praise you.
Thank you,
Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Done what you say, Jesus. Done what you said. Hallelujah, Jesus. All I can hear is what God says. All I can get. It's up to you. It's up to you tonight. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. All right, preacher.
Thank you.
God bless you. God bless you. God bless you, man of God.
God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. We. Woo, my Lord. What a word. What a word. What a word on tonight. My God. My God. What a declared word on tonight. And we give God thanks and we give God praise. People of God, amen. Glory to God, amen. Listen, we want to give you an opportunity. Glory to God. Having heard the word, having, amen, the call, amen, it has gone out to you on tonight. Glory to God. If there are any, glory to God, ready, amen, to make that move, ready to do something about it. Glory to God. If you're ready to give your, amen, life over to the Lord, you can. You can just press *6. The call has already been made. Glory to God. What a word on tonight. Amen. What a word on tonight. Glory to God. So much has been said, so many ways. Glory to God that if in any way, amen, you were not clear, amen, about your salvation, about this salvation that the Lord is extending unto you tonight, if you were unclear in any way, amen, my God, if God did not go, amen, and he turned every corner, he overturned every stone, amen, to show you his great love. Glory to God for you. Amen. So if there's anyone on tonight, amen, you're not saved, you want to be saved on tonight, haven't heard the call, glory to God, you can just press *6. You can press *6 and come over. Amen. You can press *6 and come over to the platform side. Amen. Glory to God, and we will usher you right on in. Heaven is open. Amen. It's open. It's open. It's open unto you on tonight. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So if there's anyone tonight, just press *6. Press *6 and come over on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. What a word on tonight. Amen. I tell you, so much has been said. Glory to God. I tell you, my heart was made glad. I'm telling you, my heart was made glad. Amen. The preacher preached. My God, he preached. He declared the word on tonight. Amen. And we thank God, amen, for this word. This word, amen, like this, amen, it comes and it's like fire. Amen. Fire. Glory be to God in our souls. So we give him thanks. We give him praise on tonight. Amen. If there's anyone else on tonight, glory be to God. Anyone on tonight, amen, you can come. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. If not, amen, if there's anyone, glory be to God, on tonight, amen, for special prayer. Glory to God, special prayer. Amen. You would like special prayer on tonight. Glory to God, you can press star 6 as well. Amen. Glory to God, press star 6. Come over to the platform side. Amen. And we'll touch and agree with you on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I tell you this word, amen, came out of so many angles on tonight. Glory be to God. So many angles on tonight. Amen. We want to encourage you, people of God, amen, to get a copy of this phone tonight. Get a copy of the broadcast on tonight. Listen to it. Listen. Send it to someone. Amen. Send this word to someone. Amen. Whosoever the Lord unctions you to send it to, we encourage you to get it and send it. Amen. We realize that this is a rebroadcast, people of God, but God makes no mistake. He makes no mistakes, people of God. And if the Lord has said for this word to come forth on tonight, there is someone, amen, that the Lord is trying to reach. It may not be you, but he may want to use your hand. He may want to use you, glory be to God, to send this word out to someone on tonight. Amen. So please, ma'am, please, sir, get a copy. Amen. Get your copy. Get a copy for someone on tonight. Glory to God. And send it. Send it. Amen. This cry. Amen. This cry that has gone forth. Amen. In the earth. Glory to God. Amen. We thank God on tonight. If there's none on tonight, amen. Glory to God. Let us look unto the Lord on tonight. Glory to God. Father, we bless you. We thank you tonight. We honor, we glorify you. We thank you for your word on tonight. We're thanking you for your messenger. We thank you on tonight for your declared word. Glory be to God. We thank you for the power. We thank you for your anointing on tonight. Glory to God, your anointing to set free, your anointing to heal, your anointing on tonight to deliver. We thank you tonight. We bless you. Glory be to God on this night. We're thanking you, glory be to God, for touching the eyes of your people, for touching the ears of your people. We thank you tonight. Father, we bless you. We glory. Hallelujah, Shabba. We glorify you on tonight. Hallelujah, God. And even as this word that has gone forth on tonight, glory be to God. Father, we thank you to Ahosha. Father, we ask you to cause this word, glory to God, to turn in the soul, to turn in the spirit of your people. Turn, glory to God. Cause it to turn. Oh, God, cause there to be no rest. Glory. God, oh, God, cause there to be no rest. Oh, God, and cause this word declared, oh, God, cause it to bring forth the harvest, to bring forth, glory to God, and set your people free, to bring forth, oh, God, to bring us to that place, oh, God, that you would have us to be in. Master, we thank you tonight. We thank you. We honor, we glorify you for what you've done. We thank you on tonight, glory to God. We're asking you this night. We're asking that you would bless your servant now. Bless on tonight as only you can. Bless, glory to God, the works of his hand. Bless his ministry on tonight in the name of Jesus. Bless, glory be to God. Hiya, yaya, oh, God, hiya. Oh, God, bless on tonight in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you tonight. Thank you for your glory. Thank you for your anointing, oh, God, in thy precious name, Jesus. Cover now. Cover and shield in thy precious name, Jesus. Shield him, glory to God, cause there to be no backlash of the enemy. Cause there to be no retaliation of the enemy. Hey, God, in the name of Jesus, cover and shield in your blood. And Father, for this, we give you thanks. We give you praise. Father, we're asking on tonight, glory to God, to cause your faith to shine upon him. Cause your faith, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Your faith to shine upon your servant on tonight. And Master, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We're thanking you on tonight, oh God, for the hearers. Glory to God. Those that are listening live, those that shall listen, oh God, even in the minutes, in the hours, the months, the years, from now, Father. We're thanking you for your fresh blood. God, thank you for your fresh bread. Thank you for your fresh manna on tonight. We give you thanks. We give you praise. We glorify you, oh God. Thank you for fortifying your people. Father, we bless you. We thank you now. We honor, we glorify you for these things in that precious name, Jesus. Now, Father, we're asking that you would cover us and keep us, shield us, and protect us, oh God. Glory to God from this time forth, even forevermore. Father, we're asking that you would bring us together again at the next appointed time. We bless you tonight. We honor you tonight. We glorify you. Hayahaya. Hey, God. Irabasaha. Woo. Gloria mamasia. God, thank you. Father, we thank you. We bless you. We honor. We glorify you for these things, oh God, in thy precious name. Jesus, we're asking you, hide us behind your precious cross. Cover us in your shed blood. Cover us and we shall be covered. Hide us and we shall be hid. Father, we do bind now the hand of the enemy. We bring it every work to naught. We bring it every intention to naught against your people. And Father, for this, we give you thanks. We give you praise in that precious name. Amen. 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 Glory be to God. Glory to God. People of God, listen, we want to remind you on tonight that you can get a copy of this broadcast. You can get a copy. Amen. Simply text us on tonight. The number is 912-257-3918. And again, that's 912-257-3918. Amen. For those of you on tonight that are listening internationally, you can as well reach out to us via Facebook and our messenger. And that number is 678-608-7234. Again, 678-608-7234. We also want to put you in remembrance that you can get a copy. Amen. Download a copy on your phone. You can certainly go out to our Prayer News Network page on Facebook. Amen. Listen to our messages there. They're housed there as well. People of God, you can go out on the web, Prayer News Network. Amen. Listen to the messages there. Glory to God. Amen. If you prefer podcasts, glory to God, there you can as well. Amen. Listen to those messages. Amen. Or the messages that come forth on the PNN, you can listen to them there as well. Amen. Glory be to God. Listen, if you're listening via Facebook and you would like to send a copy, tag someone. Amen. Send it to them on Messenger. Send them a copy. Amen. If you've been blessed by the word, amen, Jesus, we don't want to keep it to ourselves, but we want to tell somebody else. Amen. Glory to God. The earth is the Lord's. Yes, sir. And the fullness thereof. And people of God, there are millions and millions and billions of people in the earth. Glory to God. So many people. Amen. I know we come here every night. Glory to God. But there are yet so many people that has not heard this word, this salvation word. Glory to God. So many people have not heard. Glory to God. And we can't take for granted. Amen. And we don't want to keep getting for ourselves. Glory to God, but let us, each one, reach one. Amen. If we send it, glory be to God. Listen, people of God, the word will do the work all by itself. God will do the work all by itself. Amen. We just need willing vessels to help send it. Send it to someone. Amen. Send it. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Let the word do the work. The word, amen, can defend itself. Amen. But we give you thanks, we give you praise, we give God honor and glory tonight for each and every one of you, people of God. We want to invite you to come back again, amen. Come back, amen. On tomorrow night, we'll be here. Glory be to God. We will be here, people of God, amen. So do come back, tell someone about the Prayer News Network, amen. And we thank God for you, you and you. God bless you on tonight. God bless each and every one of you, and that does conclude tonight's broadcast. We look to see you on tomorrow night. Be blessed. Amen. Be blessed. Be blessed. Amen. In Jesus' name, we love you, and we'll see you on tomorrow night.
This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.